welcome to your practice. I invite you to get started in a comfortable position that suits you and your body today. Maybe you're seated or lying down, maybe you're reclined. Get yourself settled. Take all the time and space, all the fidgets and adjustments, grab all the props and cozies that you need so you can be relaxed, fully supported, and at ease. Feel length through the spine, space between body and arms, space between both the legs. Fingers curl, toes flop, unclench the glutes, open through the pelvis and hips. Soften the abdomen, the abdominal walls, the rib cage, open through the heart, collarbones broad, pull those shoulders down, shoulder blades too. Knitting them in towards that long, spacious spine, maybe scooped pelvis and a tucked chin. Let your head be heavy, the eyelids heavy, even the ears heavy, the jaw sinking down, relaxed, releasing any trace of tension in the body. And as you take all of your fidgets and adjustments, wiggles, squiggles, scratch and itch, as you allow the body to settle, let's take three breaths together. Through the nose, long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Make some noise here, an audible exhale. Again, through the nose, fill that down to the pelvis, low belly, mid belly, upper belly, ribs flare, fill the lungs, chest rises. Through the mouth, ha, what are you letting go of? Last one, through the nose, breathe in, fill up, expand out. Through the mouth, sigh it out. Release all residue of strain, tension, grip in the body and in the mind. Now I invite you to become aware of the sounds around you. Just notice any sounds that enter your ears, whether they're outside, maybe they're inside this room that you are in. Just welcoming any and all sounds as they arise, as they are. And now tuning your attention to any smells, whether in this room or simply the texture of the air as it flows in and out. Notice what you receive with the inhale. Are there any residual tastes in the mouth? Maybe a moisture or a level of dryness? And then sensing now a feeling of the space around you, the room that you're in. Be it the touch of air on your skin from inside this room, the temperature, the feeling of the clothes on your body, any blankets or props. Sensing your body connected and supported by and with the surface underneath you and the space above you. And notice that as you continue to let go of that tension, any tension in the body, I want you to feel not only the tension draining out and down into the earth below you. But as you release this tension down and out, feel the surface come up to meet it. The earth rise up to hold, to carry the tensions. And as you rest here, as you continually release and settle in, I invite you to welcome an intention for your practice. Whatever it is today, try not to think about it too much. Maybe it's an intention to give yourself time to relax. Maybe it's to live more from the heart than the mind. And I invite you throughout this practice to simply welcome whatever arises. Remember, everything you experience, everything that comes up, is just as it should be. So as you rest here, I now invite you to welcome in a fresh new wave of well-being. Feel that fresh, crisp, cooling wave of well-being enter in, flow into the body. This feeling of being completely at peace, full of ease, and free of tension. And if it's useful, maybe bring to mind a memory where you've experienced that. A memory of a time when you felt completely at ease. Free to be yourself, free of tension, nothing to worry about. Allow yourself to become absorbed in that particular memory. The sights, the sounds, the people, what are you wearing? Where are you? Just welcoming the felt sense of being at ease. And notice how it feels in your body. Where do you experience the experience of ease, peace, and well-being? How does it feel truly? And continue just resting here in that feeling of ease. Remembering that throughout the practice, if you need to come back to this space, to this feeling, you are welcome to use it as a safe haven, that inner sanctuary within and without our practice. So just resting here in this experience, in this feeling of ease. And now, as I begin to name parts of the body, I invite you to simply allow your attention to rest on those parts. Just notice how it feels in that part of the body. There's no need to move. There's no effort involved. Simply notice the feeling that arises in that one part as it's named. We'll begin by welcoming in the sensations, any feelings, inside the mouth. Feel the roof of the mouth, the floor of the mouth, the inside of the right cheek, and the inside of your left cheek, the gums, the teeth, and sensing the tongue resting inside the mouth, and welcoming sensations in the back of the throat. Perhaps you can notice the feeling of the breath in the back of the throat. And from the sensation in the back of the throat, moving up and out to the ears, sensing the inside of the ears, the outer architecture of the ears, and sensing the temples, the scalp, the hairline, forehead, eyebrows, the eyes, sensing the eyeballs and any feelings here, resting in the eye sockets, the cheeks, jaw, nose, lips, the chin, the neck, inside of the throat, and sensing both shoulders, the upper arms, the elbows, forearms, the wrists, and both hands, sensing the feeling of all 10 fingers. And welcoming sensations in the torso, letting go of thinking, any expectation. Allow yourself to feel. And notice the sensations in the chest, the upper back, sensing the belly, the lower back, the hips, the glutes, welcoming the sensations in the thighs, both knees, lower legs, the ankles, both feet, and all 10 toes. Giving up thinking, allowing yourself to simply feel. Feel the whole body alive and vibrating with sensation. The whole body now, alive, vibrating with sensation. And resting here, I invite you to welcome the feeling of simply being. Taking a moment to affirm that you have nothing to do, nothing you can get right or wrong. There's no one to please, to tend to, take care of. Everything you are experiencing is just as it should be. And as you rest here, just being, I'll ask you some questions. And I invite you just to welcome whatever arises in your experience. First, as you are simply being, notice where your body is located in space. When you are just being, do you have a center? Do you have an outer boundary or edge? And when you're just being, not clinging to thinking or memory, what is your experience of time? When you are simply being, is there anything that you need to acquire to make you more perfect than you already are in this moment. And when you are simply being, is there anything that you need to know that will make you more connected than you already are in this moment? And when you are simply being, is there anything that you need to do that by accomplishing it will make you more complete than you already are in this moment? I invite you to rest here, simply being. You are spacious, timeless, connected, perfect, complete, just as you are. And as you rest here in being, in feeling, I invite you now to imagine that you unexpectedly experience a difficult event in your life. Maybe you have an argument with a loved one, your car breaks down, you injure yourself, or you become ill. Maybe something goes wrong at home, at work, when you're out. And in this moment, you're absorbed in all the details of this challenging happenstance. You feel upset, triggered. You feel like something is wrong. And you begin to lose touch with that felt sense of simply being, that sense of wholeness and ease. And then imagine, while you're still upset about this event, you haven't recovered from it yet, life knocks you down again. And as you're slowly getting back up, it knocks you down again. Nothing seems to be going right. Overwhelmed by the intensity that you're experiencing, you completely lose touch with that feeling of being, wholeness, and ease. And you even start to believe that something must be wrong with you. There's something you need to change to feel whole again. And imagine you try lots of different things to feel better, but they don't seem to work. And you say to yourself, maybe there's something I need to know to feel better. So you start asking around, seeking advice, reading books, looking online for hours on end. It doesn't work. You still feel confused and disconnected. So you say, maybe there's something I can get that will help me feel better. I can buy something, order it online, but nothing works. And you've drawn further away from that feeling of being, wholeness and ease. So you say, if only I had more time and more space to focus on all of this, then I could make everything better. And when that fails, you feel helpless, lacking, confused, disconnected. You feel that you've run out of time to heal yourself. You are officially broken. And as you identify with these feelings, experiencing yourself as broken, separated, isolated, confused, powerless. As you feel completely disconnected from that well-being you once knew, you're exhausted from looking everywhere and still not finding it anywhere. Then one day, feeling shattered and hopeless, you collapse into a chair. You have tried everything. You are giving up. You say to yourself, "I give up." And that's when you momentarily fall into the experience of simply being. And in this moment of just being, your judging, analytical mind slows down. And that felt sense of being, of wholeness and ease breaks through. And you feel in yourself a sense of being that is spacious, timeless, perfect, connected, complete, just as you are. You are home again. Now you remember. Resting here, you feel powerful again. As your ego lets go of the thought, "Something is wrong with me," and takes time to experience this wholeness of being. Can you affirm that? Just simply being. You are okay in this moment. Know that now you can turn your attention to healing what is wrong. When this place within you is always perfectly right. But before you take care of any business, dear one, you always take the time to relax into being, in body and mind and rest and rejuvenation, in your felt sense of wholeness, peace and ease. Simply being. The magic of simply being. And really taking a moment to return to your intention that you set at the beginning of your practice. Notice what arises now. Let go of thinking and analyzing, just welcoming whatever comes to you in this moment. And as you rest here, beginning to once again open the senses, attuning to the sounds around you, within you, the smells, the tastes in the mouth, the feeling of air on your skin, clothes, props touching the body, and sensing the weight of the body supported by that loving surface underneath you, still holding all of your stresses, your worries, your burdens, your tensions. When you feel ready, beginning to deepen the breath, maybe bringing some movement back into the body. Visualize the four walls and the ceiling, any objects around you. Then maybe you slowly blink your eyes open to see what details maybe you've missed. And I invite you, as you continue with your day or your night, to carry that felt sense of being with you, within you, then perhaps come back to it if and when you find yourself in a stressful situation or when your ego feels like it's running the show. And keep reminding yourself to just be. Remind yourself that you are whole, perfect, and complete, just as you are, always, in all ways. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.